chose the song. It's from Secret Garden, but there's so much going on in the world. This song really feels helpful. So I hope you find that. What you've got to do is finish what you have begun. I don't know just how, but it's not over till you've won. When you see a storm is coming, see the lightning part the skies, it's too late to run. There's terror in your eyes. What you do then is remember this old thing you heard me say. It's the storm, not me, that's bound to blow away. Hold on, the night will soon be by. Hold on, don't even ask how long or why. Child, hold on to what you know is true. Hold on and you'll get through.
Hi there, Unity of New York. I'm so happy to be with you here today on the second Sunday of a brand new year, the second Sunday of the year of our Lord, 2026. We're still here, which means we still have work to do and that we're still in the process of awakening to the truth of who we are. I must say that I was so grateful when I heard that this year would be devoted to the deepening of the 12 powers. Quite honestly, I myself have not thought of the 12 powers over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years even, perhaps since before COVID entered the scene of our human experience. And so when I was told that this would be a year dedicated to the deepening of our connection with our 12 powers within, our 12 God powers, I became really electrified. The first thing it did was to sweep me back into wonderful, warm memories of the last times I was deepening these 12 powers. It was back when I would be invited to be one of the facilitators of the Unity Summer Retreats. The summer retreats that Unity provides have been so deepening to my life and have blessed me in so many ways. But what the idea being planted into my mind about the 12 powers did for me was it brought me into a clarity about the most powerful things about my experience that I was given at these retreats. It would be the days and the way I started the days. Each and every day at the retreat, I would go to a place where my soul was fed at the deepest levels. It would be the room where Reverend Sean Moniker was doing his ministry, his guided 12 powers ministry. I was at that time, and am still today, very clear that my brother, Reverend Sean, is in his place of power when he is providing his ministry on the guided meditation of the 12 powers. Every morning at 7 o'clock, be there or be square, and that's where I would be. Each and every day, his guiding us through the 12 powers would become deeper and sweeter in their power for transformation for Carlos Wayne Anderson. There were other activities and offerings at that same time, and they looked pretty good and pretty tempting. I could do yoga, I could do music, I could do a variety of things that were offered. But where I always chose to be was in the presence of Reverend Sean, in the room that he provided this powerful ministry to me. I cannot tell you how transforming it was for my life and how blessed I was each and every morning to start my day with my brother and his powerful meditation ministry. And so I have been bathed over and washed over with gratitude over and over again since the 12 powers were brought back into my mind by finding out that this would be the concentration for this year. I went on a mad search for my CD of Reverend Sean giving the 12 powers, but I'm one of those people whose library is so filled, overflowing, and I might add, not very organized, so I wasn't able to tap into that before today. The 12 powers, I am so grateful for the teachings on these 12 powers that are within us. And in my opportunity, which is provided to me and to each of us to deepen these powers. The one we will be concentrating on today is faith. I have preached before a revelation that was given to me by the voice. You know the voice I'm talking about. It's the voice I identify as the ever-living spirit voice of Christ mind, as presented through Jesus. Faith. Much has been written about faith. The scripture I chose today is probably one of the most powerful ones that is to be found in the scriptures. It reads, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." This brings me to mind that Jesus refers to the kingdom of God as being within us. Science calls the field that we are talking about as the field of infinite potential. It is an invisible field and is filled and overflowing with all the power there is. Jesus refers to this field as the field or the realm of all things are possible. Once again, it is invisible, and it is pregnant with potential to bring from apparent nothingness a something. to bring a dream into a reality, to bring what can be into what is. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I like the word substance. It means the essential quality of being. What is invisible becomes visible. And how does it do that for us in our lives? It does it through the power of our faith. What we can see and what we seem to already have requires no faith of us to believe in it. This is something different. This is when something does not yet exist that we desire to exist and manifest reality. We cannot see it. We have to believe in it, to trust in it, that it is there in the invisible realm, and that through faith we can call it into manifest reality. Faith is something that we must hold on to. In order to bring our dreams into reality and our hopes into beingness, we are required to exercise what has been called unshakable faith. There is a scripture that says, if you have faith, you don't need a whole lot. You don't need a bucket full or even a handful. The scripture says, if you have faith, even the size of a grain of mustard seed, one of the tiniest seeds in all of plant life, if you have a little bit of faith, you can say to a mountain, be thou removed, and that the mountain will vanish in the twinkling of God's eye. Many times in my life, I have thought that moving a mountain meant moving things in the outer realm, moving people to agree with me, moving physical obstacles. But it was revealed to me that the mountain that faith can move is the mountain of doubt. It is the mountain of confusion about whether or not it is possible for my dreams to become a reality. Let your faith, and let me let my faith, continue to remove the mountains of doubt that are in our inner space mind, to remove the mountain of confusion about whether or not there is but one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, and that that one power and that one presence is God, the good. It has been written again in the scriptures that it is God's good pleasure to give me the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom, of all that I might ask for. Where will it come from? It will come from the realm of infinite potential, as the science say. And as Jesus puts it, it will come from the field of all things are possible. When we are holding on to faith for a possibility, it most often does not spring into manifest reality for a time. It has its birthing time. And so sometimes when the birthing time seems longer than we would like, or longer than we would expect it to be or desire it to be, it is possible that when we look to see it has not yet occurred, we might become convinced it is not meant to be. But it is. It requires me to hold on to faith and to keep my vision. It also, however, requires something else of me. For there is another scripture on faith, and it reads, faith without work is dead. Faith without works is lifeless. Faith without works is nothing. Faith alone cannot bring our desires from the invisible into the visible. Faith requires work. It is recorded that Edison made his attempts to successfully create a light bulb after over 100 and more disappointments. He had faith that he could create a bulb that gave us light and warmth to a room. And so he went about manifesting his dream into reality. Can you imagine failing once, twice, a dozen times, 50 times, 70 times, 88 times, 100 times, and not giving up? His faith was unshakable. So he continued to do the work to bring his dream into reality. We know that this is also true of the Wright brothers. They had faith that man could fly, be lifted off the ground and into the sky and travel there above the earth. They tried many times, many designs. They were ridiculed. They were laughed at. These guys think the impossible is possible. And in the face of the ridicule, they kept working under the influence of unshakable faith. The entire Bible is filled with stories and examples of those who held to their faith and brought forth from the realm of invisible potential a what is, a manifestation of what they held faith in. If faith, held on to unshakably, can move all mountains of doubt, if faith, held on to unshakably, can bring the desires of the heart into actuality, then exercising our faith is something important to us. The question that came to me and has come to me a number of times in my life is, what dream, Carlos, do you have faith in bringing into reality? For a while there, my dreams were for more stuff. And I had faith that I deserved more stuff, and that it is God's good pleasure to give me more stuff, more goodies for my goodie basket. I was asking God many times to change the minds and the hearts of those in my surround. And I held to that faith that they would change until my revelation came. It is me who must change. Let my dream be me, not needing anything from the world, to get my dance on, to get my song on. Let it be me who knows that I am richly blessed and highly favored, even in moments where I'm going through the deepest of struggles and challenges. Even in moments where it seems my own personal resources are limited, that I do not have enough money, that I do not have enough time, that I do not have enough resources, the revelation appears again and again to me, announcing all that is within you. And so now I do not, for the most part, place my desires outside of me. And the change that it is possible for me to achieve. What I desire and dream for more than anything is a conscious connection with my source, a conscious connection with the source of all power and all peace. And again and again and again and again, I am called to return to the first unity principle. There is but one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. It is God. It is good. It is all powerful. I am exercising continuous and unshakable faith that Carlos Wayne Anderson can be born again and again and again and again into deeper levels of knowing wherever I am, God is, and all is well. The miracles that are recorded in the scriptures are alive and living around us all the time. Miracles are everywhere, all the time. I once heard a woman in my youth who gave this testimony. She said, "Children of God, some of y'all just don't get it. Miracles are everywhere. Ain't no place that miracles can't be seen. Ain't no place that miracles can't be felt. Ain't no place that miracles ain't being realized. The trouble is, most folk wouldn't know a miracle if they stepped on one." It is a miracle that I'm alive and with you today. It is a miracle that you are here among the others today. It is a miracle that Unity of New York, that has gone through its many changes, just as all ministries are, is still alive and well and making a transformation in the lives of all those who would come and feast. There's a scripture that says, "Come taste and see the sweetness of the gifts of our God." So once again, I come again and again and again and again to the realization that I cannot simply sit in my prayer room in front of my altar and exercise faith and ask the Creator to deepen my faith. And so I need more of it. I don't need more faith. I simply need to hold on to the faith that I have unshakably. Also, however, I can't just sit at my altar and pray this prayer and affirm this affirmation that I have enough faith to move a mountain. I reflect on the scripture. Carlos, faith without works, it's dead. And so after I fill myself with the power that is within me, as I sit in front of my altar, I also need to get up after making the connection with the Creator of all things possible. and do the work that it takes. We can have faith that our ministry here, Unity of New York, will sustain itself, will flourish, and will grow. What would this require of each and every one of us who love this ministry and are fed by it? It will require that we do the work that it takes to bring faith into manifestation. We must, like our brother, Mr. Edison, not give up. We must go at it again and again and again and again. And when there are pitfalls and when there are rumble bumps on the road, we have to skirt around them or drive right through them, holding on to faith that our dream is already made manifest in the invisible and will surely come into visible reality. Faith. One of the most powerful, powerful, powerful powers that we have to access. Let's continue to be about it. Let's exercise stick-to-itiveness. Let's never let go. Let our faith be in grand and big things. Not for material things so much. Those are the things that will come. Let's remember to seek the kingdom, queendom, alldom of God that is within us and to hold fast to that faith. That we, each and every one of us, would grow more and more deeply into the knowing of who we are and whose we are. We are the creations of the Creator, and we have access to all of the gifts of God. We have 12 powers within us that we can tap into, that we can be strengthened by, that will forward our memory of who we are. That we are vessels of light. We are the recipients of peace and love and joy and creativity. That we are not who we thought we were, victims of circumstance. No, we are the power of God made flesh, each and every one of us. So, brothers and sisters, even though you may be tempted to give up on your dreams and your hopes and your visions of what can be, don't yield to that temptation to doubt, to worry, to fear that it will not come. No hold of faith. Don't let it go. God counts on you. And as for me, Carlos Wayne Anderson, hold to faith. Never let it go. And you will come to see the glory of God. It has moved from the realm of potential to be into the reality of what is. Later today, I plan to look through my library again, to dig through CDs and tapes, to try to find that 12th power, powerful ministry that was delivered to me decades ago by my brother, Reverend Sean. If I can't find it, I will close my eyes and go back to the many moments of starting my day in the most powerful way I could. Get up, wash, dress, go to the room where your brother in his guided meditation will bring you to that place within you, the kingdom, queendom, mordom, alldom of God that is within me. Hold the faith, brother. Hold the faith, sister. Faith in finding you, and you will see. Your faith has set you free. You free, free of doubt, free of worry, free of concern, you at peace at last. Don't give up. Fly. Don't give up. Turn on the light and discover that you are that light. Blessed be. Be blessed and be a blessing. Yea, God. Hold to faith and don't you let it go. Oh no. Don't you ever let it go. That wouldn't do. When we hold to faith in God, we come to know. We all will come to know. God's word is true. We come to know that everything God's ever promised, God has done. The victory is won. No need to fear. The substance of our many, many, many hopes and dreams. The evidence of all the many, many things unseen has suddenly appeared. So hold to faith. And don't you let it go. Oh no, don't you ever let it go. God counts on you. When we hold to faith in God, we come to know at last, we come to know God's word is true. We come to know that everything God's ever promised, God has done. The victory is won. No need to fear. The substance of our many, many, many hopes and dreams. The evidence of all the many, many things unseen
as suddenly appeared. Just look in any mirror, and there you're sure to see. You're the one whom faith has freed. Just look in any mirror, and there you're sure to see. You're the one whom faith has freed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken
deepest rain.